something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Holy Spirit and Prayer.
Hallelujah. Let's look at a few scriptures here, because for us to be far more successful as ministers of the gospel, there are certain key things that we must do. There are certain key things. There are no shortcuts. Understand that. There are no shortcuts. God's word must be followed. You must live by the word. There are no shortcuts. So, the first area that I want to show you here . Maybe I should slow down a little bit. Are you still there? Wave your hand like this so I know you're there. Thank you. Glory to God. Okay. Maybe I should let you understand something about Christianity. I should give you a little more a definition of Christianity. Okay? What is Christianity? What does God expect? When we talk Christianity, what is on God's mind? What is he thinking? What is his expectation of one who is a Christian? What's God thinking? Real, authentic Christianity is the demonstration and display of the virtues and excellencies and perfections of Christ in the earth. Did I say it too fast? Okay. Let me say it again. I said the real, authentic Christianity is a demonstration and display of the virtues, excellencies, and perfections of Christ in the earth. It is the walk of righteousness. It took me a long time. That last phrase, as simple as that one is so huge. When I say it's the walk of righteousness, W-A-L-K. We're talking Christianity. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's read verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 9. I want you to notice. He says, but you are. Not you're going to be. You are. I want us to remember, when God is giving us a promise and when he is making a statement of fact, they're two different things. If he tells you what you're going to be, what you're going to do, that's different from what you are and where you are. Okay. He says, but you are. Now, whether or not you feel it makes no difference. If God says you are, you are. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. So he says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. That's amazing. a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people. Say, I'm special. Now, never you go to your church and stand before your congregation and say, you know, it's not like we're special. We're just ordinary people doing supernatural or extraordinary things. We are not ordinary people doing extraordinary things. We are extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. Look at it there. God's own purchased special people. That you may set forth, oh God. Set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's Christianity. That's Christianity. You see it now? There are many other such scriptures. But you see, I said that to say this. It's our responsibility to get God's children into this walk, to become like this, that every member of the church should begin to display and demonstrate the virtues of Christ, the excellencies of Christ, the perfections of Christ, the righteousness of Christ. He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Say, I'm set on a hill. Now imagine that he wants us to bring God's children to that place. So what kind of a life should you have? What kind of a mind should you have? What kind of a heart should you have? What kind of a mentality should you have? Glory to God. Are you following this now? Okay. So I said, there is the spirituality of ministry and something that we need to understand. A clarity of purpose is vital. A clarity of purpose. You have to know why you are here. Why? Why am I here? Who am I? A definiteness of purpose. You're sent on a mission. You are a man or woman on a mission. Now, remember, this is a minister's conference. Which means that if you're not a minister and you found yourself in here, don't start wishing we will bring things to your level, okay? No. And because you're a minister, I'm going to have to assume some things. Now, all ministers are not in the same class of understanding. I can understand that, okay? There are people here who are very senior ministers who are sitting here. There are some who are just beginning in ministry. I can understand that. But there are some basic things that we all can understand and that we all can easily accept. For example, the mentality of a minister is something that every one of us should cultivate. It's for every one of us. What were the ministers of the Bible like? Were they weaklings? What was Abraham like? You know, we talk about Abraham, a man of faith. Was that all you read about Abraham? Abraham was a man of war. He fought wars. A man of war. Defeated five kings. This man was a man of war. Read about him in the Bible. He wasn't some weakling begging God for something. That's Abraham that we are all named after. A man of war. He was not afraid of armies. He stood his ground. That's the father of Isaac. So you may read about these men and think that, you know, they were just gentle guys. They were more than that. They were gentle outwardly, but inside, they were more than lions. Swifter than eagles. Hallelujah. Yeah. Just read about them. I talked about Moses, Joshua. All right. These were all great men of God. What about David? Did you ever read of Elijah? Elisha? These were not sissies. These were not weaklings. What about the apostles? Read about them. None of them was weak-minded. None of them praying, oh God, I don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what's happening to me. They were not praying like that. Oh God, just give me the grace to serve you. Just give me the grace to serve. What grace? He already gave it to you. You know, if you have the luxury of wasting time and crying, then you're not ready for ministry. Those are the ones that every time they pray, they sleep, they fall asleep. They can't pray for 5 minutes. Once they start praying, they wake up and say, oh God, you can see everything. Please help me. That's not ministry. In ministry, you think differently. Let me show you something. How many things am I showing you? There's so many. All right. Okay. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Okay. Let's take it step by step. Okay? Step by step. Yeah. Now, when you receive the Holy Spirit, He carries out His ministry in your life. The Holy Spirit has a ministry in your life. And you have to learn to encourage the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. You have a ministry, you have a calling, but He has a ministry too. And He has to carry out that ministry in your life. Okay. So you've received the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Glory to His name. Okay, so let's begin reading. Three things about prayer for the minister. You want children, not converts. Am I right? There's a difference. There's a difference. We are supposed to raise children for the kingdom of God, not converts.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.